Like, the point of business and money is, like, to live a really long and good life. And the really the best way to do that, money is maybe number two. Number one is just, like, being fit. And I wanted to spend 10 minutes talking about my personal... Well, I was like, what do engineers say? They say, like, tech stack, marketing stack. Let's talk about our body stack.
All right, it's Friday, and we're going to do something a little different. So, you know, people know us. They know us for our brains. They know us for our money. But they also know us for our body. So, me and Sam were doing an episode, and for some reason, we got on a 30-minute tangent about fitness as an entrepreneur, fitness as a business person, what we do. More specifically, like, what's the routines? What are the things that are working for us? What are the tactics? What are the goals we have? Things like that. So we decided to make it a separate episode. So this is the body episode of My First Million. Let us know if you like it. Sam, what are they going to get by listening to this?
I name drop lots of products that I pay for. None of these people have paid me. I'm more than happy to accept payment from them. So if you're, I use My Fitness Pal. I love it. So if you guys want to give me some money.
Let's just put it out there. If you are one of these companies or a competitor to one of these companies, pay us.
Yeah, willing to be bought. So anyway, it's a 30-minute episode on, or is it 30, maybe 20, on different fitness stuff and the things that we spend our money on to be fit, which basically is kind of more important than the whole making money thing, because if you're not fit and you're not healthy, you can't really do that thing. So we talked all about it.
As one of our friends who's, super successful, they've been a guest on the podcast before, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They said this once, and I can't use their name because it's a little not politically correct, but they said this: if you're rich, there's no excuse to be fat. and they said that because I was like, man, you spend a lot of time like working out. Like, what are you trying to do here? And they just said, like, look, the point of having financial freedom is to be able to spend your time doing things that are, like, you know, luxuries, things that, like, make your life better. And one of the things that makes your life way better is having a good, like, kind of fitness routine and being a healthy, fit person. And so that's kind of the idea. Sam is extremely fit. Sam, you're, like, in the top 0.1% probably of, like, founders who are fit.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
I added the founder Venn diagram.
Yeah, give me that founder thing. And yeah, we'll definitely call it 0.1%. But, you know, that's like, that's an easy game to win, maybe.
You don't become the world's most valuable women's sports franchise by accident. Angel City Football Club did it with a little help from HubSpot. When they started, data was housed across multiple systems. HubSpot unified their website, email marketing, and fan experience in one platform. This allowed their small team of three to build an entire website in just 3 days. The results were nearly 350 new signups a week and 300% database growth in just 2 years. Visit HubSpot.com to hear how HubSpot can help you grow better. All right, back to the pod.
And I've been going from pretty unfit to now, like, you know, as we say, I was the before photo. Now I'm just a before photo, and I'm getting to the after. And so you get both perspectives. You get the perspective of somebody who's, like, all about that life and somebody who is, like, you know, it doesn't come easy to them, but they're making it happen. So yeah, enjoy the episode.
All right, we live. What's going on? How are you?
I'm sore.
From what?
So I went on Craigslist because I wanted something. And I think Craigslist is massively underrated. Craigslist is so good. There is, if you want a job, Craigslist. If you want a couch, Craigslist. If you want to learn something, Craigslist. If you want to hook up, Craigslist. Whatever you want, Craigslist has got the thing for you. And it has the most liquidity. So you go in there, and I was looking for a new chef. And so I went on there and I was like, oh, new chef, and immediately started getting hit with things. And I was like, why don't I use Craigslist more? Look at these responses. This is amazing. So I was like, what else do I want? Right? Craigslist is my, like, magic lamp. It's the genie. And I need to go and I need to make another wish. And so I go, oh yeah, remember that video of Mark Zuckerberg? And so this is the part I learned from you, which is describe it like a kid with no filter. So I literally just put up a video. I put up the post and I go, hey, I was on TikTok and I saw this video. It looked awesome. I want to do that. So I was like, I want to do that. That looks fun. And I was like, will you come? I was like, will somebody come to my house to just, like, train me kind of like that?
Yeah, I'm a beginner and I don't even really want to ever fight. I just think that looks like a really fun workout. So I want to do that. I don't know who I need. You don't have to be an expert. Just like somebody who could just watch that video. And if you think you could do that for me, then just call me or maybe text me, whatever. So I posted that and immediately I got a hit from some guy who's like, hey, I did MMA for 10 years. I could totally train you. He's like, I trained with the Diaz brothers in Stockton. And, you know, I'm a Caesar Gracie purple belt. I'm a striker. But I was like, whoa, okay, great. And and so he calls me and I'm like, all right, yeah. Do I need like equipment or like, how do I do this? And he was just like, no, he's like, you don't need anything. I was like, what do you do during the day? He's like, I'm a handyman. And I was like, he's like, oh, this is cool because I'll get back into shape too. And I was like, all right, sounds fun. And he's like,
did he like fix a bunch of stuff afterwards at your house?
No, but in my mind, I was like, dude, I've been looking for a handyman too. Like, my wife's always on me about building and assembling things and hanging things. I was like, this is a 2-for-1, baby. And so.
Which basically means this guy is like a professor. Like he's the reason he was on Craigslist, he was probably looking for handyman gigs.
Yeah, exactly. And he just happened to see this. I was like, oh, I used to whoop ass. And so he goes, why I knew he would be good. He goes, what are you doing today? And I was awesome. Like, I was like mentally not prepared to like immediately get in a fight today. So I was like, no, but how about tomorrow? He's like, all right, I'll be there. What time? I was like, I don't know. Let's do the morning. He goes, great. I'll be there at 8 a.m. And I was like, okay. Shit. And so he came over, we trained, and he came over, by the way, looking like a handyman. He comes over in his like handyman boots, his like, you know, like those jeans that are like covered in paint. And he's like, rolls up. He's got like a pair of, he's got a set of keys that has like 1400 keys on it. I was like, bro, do you have the keys to my house? What's going on here? And so he just got all these keys. He brings his boots and he's just like.
So he's one of these guys right, that works out in his jeans or what?
Yeah. So he basically did the whole workout in his jeans, which was crazy to me. And he's like throwing kicks in his combat boots. And I was like, what the hell is going on? But he knew what he was talking about. And so he trained me and I'm still super sore. It was incredible. I had to ice my knuckles. My hand was in so much pain last night. It was great.
I don't know if this is legit.
I felt like a real man. Like,
did he do a little reference checking? Like, I don't know if that's how it works.
No, I don't do reference checks.
Well,
I
that's all right.
Maximum did you guys, like, risk at all times.
Did you like wrestle or do jiu-jitsu? Like, did you roll? What did you do?
Yeah. He's like, all right, we're going to start with the basics. He's like, here's how you move your feet. And he's like, then here's how you throw a jab. Here's how you throw your cross. And it's like, and you know these things, but he's like, you know, clean it up, right? Like, let's do these right. And then, but I told him, I was like, dude, I don't want to just learn tactics. Like, I'm not here to learn technique. I'll learn just enough technique to make the session worth it. But I was like, you know, that video, I was like, I want the sweat that they were breaking. I want the way that they were breaking that sweat. A competitive sweat is what I'm looking for. And then he hits me with this. He goes, yeah, I didn't watch the video, but I got an idea what you want. And I was like, bro, there was only one thing in the ad. It was 1 2-minute video. You didn't even watch the video? He's like, no. And but at the end, we basically like sparred. And so for 10 minutes, we just like fought. And it was amazing. My brother-in-law came. So long-time listeners of the pod. No, brother Aaron. He was there.
So Aaron, he kind of like vouched, or not vouched, but he kind of checked the guy out?
No, not that he checked the guy out. He was just like my sparring partner to do the thing.
Dude, I'm reading. This is so funny you're bringing this up. This morning, you know, I listen to like 3 audiobooks a week. This because I like walking. I like walking. And the book that I'm listening to now is called When Violence is the Answer. And...
by Sam Farr. a memoir.
And the premise is that basically, like, violence is rarely the answer, but when it is, it's the only answer. And when it is the only answer, you want to act fast and as violently as possible. And it just tells, like, stories that, like, he's like, I'm not teaching you tactics. We're going to talk principles. And the whole book is basically, like... when you have to be violent, you want to annihilate them as fast as possible and take their mind completely out of the equation. Because, like, it's like, have you ever gotten, like, punched in the balls? You're like, oh, I can't fight. Like, there's nothing I can think about right now.
Right,
or imagine, like, being in a fight and, like, just having your elbow broken. You know what I mean? You're like, I can't do anything right now. Like, I don't even want to think about this. Versus, like, punch in the face. Sometimes you could still, like, anyway. It's so funny you're doing this now because I'll have to give you the cliff notes of When Violence is the Answer as soon as I dig deeper into it.
Anyways, it was an amazing workout. And I think my takeaway is Zuck and his interview. So Zuck went on Joe Rogan. He was talking about it. And Joe's like, you're doing MMA now? And he's like, yeah, you know, he gives some reason for starting. He goes, it's not like, why are you doing MMA? It's more, he's like, now that I'm doing it, I'm like, why have I not been doing this my whole life? Because this is, it's clearly the best. And he says it like in such a, you know, computer nerd sort of way where it's like, I have found the best workout, right? It's like in The Office, what is the best bear? There is a best bear. So that's how false. He was saying it. And I was like, yeah, exactly. False. MMA is the best bear. And so that's how when he said that, I was like, that's probably right. And I like the idea of getting competitive sweat in the morning. And I told the guy, I go, look, I'm gonna sit at my keyboard all day after this. But like, if I could start the day with kind of like this very intense, can't think about anything else type of workout, right? Like extreme focus is required. My mind is not going to be drifting around thinking about the to-do list and about this and about that, my email. No, I'm going to be locked into this. It's a very primal thing. I'm going to break a huge sweat and then I can go on with my day and everything else in my day. I will have, it'll be much easier. I know I'm preaching to the choir with you, but I feel like that's been my, my realization with it.
And so yeah, I wanted, I wanted to spend 10 minutes and bring this topic up because you sent me this gym picture and your gym looked sick. And like 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, you saw mine and you're like, I'm going to get one. And you got one and it looks awesome. And then like 4 years ago, maybe you weren't in the best of shape and you've made a big difference. And so have I in terms of fitness. And I was thinking, I saw this guy. He's a picture of a 71-year-old. His name's Mark. He started Primal Kitchen, I think it's called. And it's like a sauce business that I love. But he's 71 years old. And he shared this picture of him. And he just looks great. He's not like huge muscle guy, but he's like really fit, abs, looks awesome. And I realized this is the point of business. Like the point of business and money is like, A, there's like some practical reasons. So providing for your family. Two, it's fun and fulfilling. But three, like the point is like to live a really long and good life. And the best way to do that, money is maybe number two. Number one is just like being fit. And I wanted to spend 10 minutes talking about my personal, I was like, what do engineers say? They say like tech stack, marketing stack. Let's talk about our body stack.
our pec stack, not our tech stack.
And I wanted to run through all the things that I'm currently doing. And I would put myself in the category of a weekend warrior, meaning I don't have like formal education on this, but I do listen to podcasts and I read books and I'm like self-educated, which means, you know, like I'm a B maybe, or not an expert, but I try to read and learn and teach myself.
Okay, great. Go for it.
All right. So let me walk through. So what I do, and I'll go first and then you can go because I know you didn't prepare. So you can kind of like think about it as I do it. So what I do four days a week of strength training and then the other 3 days cardio. Those are usually lifting weights or body weight stuff.
So that means you're working out every day? You're doing 7 days or you take a rest day? Some days you do two?
I do every single day. The day that I want to rest is I'll just go for like a 15,000 step walk, which is like a 2-hour walk. That's usually rest. And then I sleep from 11 to 7. And right now I'm around 11 or 12% body fat and I have a background in athletics. So I'm not like a complete noob, but I basically just learned all about this in the last like 6-7 years. I used to just do what I was told. Now I kind of know why I'm doing what I'm told. And my goals with healthy eating and working out is basically, three things. One, live a long and healthy life. Two, look good naked. And three, like achieve certain like fun goals, like running a certain race, hitting a certain body fat percentage, lifting a certain amount of weight, just fun stuff. But that's really the simple stuff. People don't admit that. I just want to look good naked. You know what I mean? That's not weird.
That's not weird.
That's not weird.
You have to say that's not weird. Might be a little weird.
Look, I'm just saying what people think.
I can't find this client info.
Have you heard of HubSpot? HubSpot is a CRM platform, so it shares its data across every application. Every team can stay aligned. No out-of-sync spreadsheets or dueling databases. HubSpot, grow better.
So, all right, here's the products that I use. I spend $299 a month, $300 a month, and I have a trainer at Central Athlete. It's a place in Austin. I have an app. They just tell me exactly what to do. And if I have questions or an injury or I'm traveling, I text my trainer, Jesse, and I say, traveling, let's adapt this workout. And then we meet once a month to say, all right, here's the goals for the next month. Let's try and do this. Here's my goals for next year. Let's work backwards. The second thing I do is I pay $600 a month for a daily call from a nutritionist with my body tutor. Soon I'm going to switch to the $200 a month plan, and that's going to be a once a week call, I think. But I spend $600 a month, and basically I have someone calling me every day saying, what's the plan today for your diet? Let's work backwards from where you want to go, whatever. It's a 15-minute call. The third thing is I spent around $3,000 to $5,000 upfront cost, and I built a home gym. Maybe it could have been $2,500, but I think it was probably $3,500. The second thing, or another thing is I do blood work. So 2 to 3 times a year, I spend on average $200 to $300, and I do Inside Tracker. It's just a fun way to track your blood and see like where you are and see if you can improve things that were not so great the time before. The next thing is I get massages 1 to 2 days a week at this place called Run Lab in Austin, which basically just, I have a history of calf injuries. And so they massage my calf and it's covered by insurance. So I only pay about $20 each time I go. And then I do a subscription to Aptiv. Have you heard of Aptiv?
Yeah, it's like an audio workout thing.
Yeah, I pay $100 a year for that. And so whenever I'm traveling and I need to do a body weight workout like I did this weekend, I say I want to do a 60-minute body weight workout. And it's like a trainer in your ears. And I find that to be fun. The next thing is I do my Fitness Pal. I track everything I eat and I spend $60 a year on that. And then I spend $100 a year for Fitiv, it's called. Whenever I do cardio, I always try to keep my heart rate right at like 145 beats per minute if I'm doing like a long cardio workout, because that's like perfect. Like I think it's zone 3, zone 2. It's one of the zones that I want to like stay in. And then I basically subscribe to Pandora. I'm like the only guy ever who pays money for Pandora. So I pay money for Pandora, Spotify, YouTube, and Audible. And I listen to all those when I work out because I love doing that. Next, I have zero budget for Whole Foods and healthy foods. Whatever I see and I want, I get. I don't question the price. I just think I'm doing it no matter what. And then finally, I probably spend around $1,000 a year on equipment. So I have lifting shoes. I have like a lifting belt. I replace my running shoes consistently and I buy any type of equipment that I need. I always, I buy it. And then finally, I listen to Nick Baer. You know who that is? Remember that Rip dude?
Yeah, he came on the pod.
Yeah, he's amazing. So I listen to his podcast and I listen to Mind Body Pump. That's another one of my favorite fitness podcasts. And then I just follow tons of Rip dudes on Instagram. And you know how they say you're the average of the 5 people you hang out with most? I feel like I'm the average of like the 50 followers that I follow on Instagram. So I'm just constantly like seeing like ripped dudes and like people running far and running fast. I get that on Instagram. All right, folks, this is a quick plug for a podcast called I Digress. If you're trying to grow your business but feel like you're drowning in buzzwords and BS, then check out the I Digress podcast. It's hosted by this guy named Troy Sandage. He's helped launch over 35 brands that drive $175 million in revenue. So if you want to get smarter about scaling your business, listen to I Digress wherever you get your podcasts. All right, back to the pod. So that's all my equipment. I'm going to wrap it up with, here's the rules that I basically have for my fitness and my health. So I always have a goal with a deadline, meaning like next year, my goal is going to be to run a 100-mile race. This year it was to hit body fat percentage. So I always have a goal. Number two, I always hire coaches. If there's anything I want to learn, last year I learned boxing. I had a boxing coach. This year I wanted to get my nutrition right. I hired a nutritionist. I always hire a coach no matter what. Finally, or the third one, no processed foods and no sugar unless it's planned and it's intentional. So like I know like 2 weeks, 3 weeks in advance, this is a special occasion. I want to splurge there. I don't fret over money if it makes me healthier. And finally, I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm just trying to be the least bad most of the time and intentional about when I am going to like splurge. So that's basically my whole thing. A few things in the future that I want.
So what does that add up to, the dollar amounts that you just mentioned? Did you sum it up by any chance?
Well, I didn't have the exact cost of my home gym because I spent about $3,000 up front and then I've been like buying stuff as I've gone.
Yeah, let's call it five grand.
We'll call it five. Then I would say I spend around $15,000 a year.
And you know, like LeBron James has this famous stat where it's
like $1 million a year.
Yeah, he's like, I spent $1 million a year on my body. And when that first came out, other athletes were like, whoa, you know, like other NBA guys were like, I don't spend anywhere near that
But, you know, you look at LeBron, he's sort of like the pinnacle athlete in terms of physical fitness. Even athletes in other sports, I've heard NFL's guys reference that. I've met NFL guys and they talk about, yeah, LeBron said he spent this. That got me thinking, what am I spending on? Why am I not investing in my body? Conor McGregor has said that. He goes, I heard LeBron James says he spends $1 million a year. I'm thinking, I didn't spend anything. He's like, and so then he started, like, he hired like full-time staff and people and started doing the whole thing. And so I think that it's funny how that one person saying that, you know, like triggered a kind of a chain reaction. And I actually think it's smart that you're sharing this because it's not our typical thing we talk about on the pod. We'll joke around about it, but it's not like a usual segment on the pod. But I think it is a big part of being an entrepreneur and a founder is like, dude, that founder 15 is real. That founder, for me, it was the founder 45 that was real. Dude, I gained so much weight, stressing out, eating wrong, sleeping shitty. You know, not working out because I didn't have time. And that really costs you. And so I think it's great that you decided to do the second.
And we didn't even talk about,
say at the end.
Well, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The other thing. So we didn't even talk about mental health stuff. So the mental health stuff, like I try to like, I write every morning and it's not like dear journal. Typically it's like, here's what I want to get done today. Like I'm pretty bummed about this, this, and this, but I'm very thankful for this. So like, that's my version of writing. And then like, obviously like lots of therapy. So those are like my mental health things, but all right, last thing, the things I want to try. So one, an executive health checkup. So basically you spend some number between $5,000 and $20,000 a year or $20,000 in one turn. And you go for 3 days to a Mayo Clinic and they just do all types of stuff to you. I'm not convinced that it's entirely needed, but I test everything just mostly for fun. Number two, a concierge doctor. Have you ever had one of those?
Briefly, I had a concierge doctor.
I had a concierge. Yes, I had one when I was one time I got really sick with Lyme and my face like broke. I had like Bell's palsy. It was horrible. So I spent $25,000. I had a concierge doctor, a doctor on call, and that was awesome. I want to get one of those. The third thing, skin stuff. Do you do anything for your skin? Like wear sunscreen?
No, I don't do. I haven't washed my face in like 6 years. I might be a white guy, you know, underneath all this. This might just be dirt that I sit down here. Like people are like, oh, what face wash do you use? I was like, yeah, my face gets wet during the shower, it gets wet. That's the wash, bro. Like there's not a routine.
Whatever's left over on the towel when I wipe my face off and dry it off is the soap that I'm using. Dude, I don't know if it's a woman thing or if it's a black woman thing because my wife knows everything about like skincare. She's like, you got to use this, then you got to do this, you got to do this. And I'm like, dude, that's just way too complicated. And I'm doing any of that. I'm just gonna use the hand soap. But basically, I have to use sunscreen, she's telling me. So I want to start doing some skin stuff. And then the last thing, dude, I want to do a 5-day fast. I was pretty inspired by John Lee Dumas. That's like on my bucket list, is a 5-day fast. So those are some of the things I want to try. But that's my body stack.
That's great.
Have you heard how young people, instead of saying how many people have you slept with, they say, what's your body count?
Yeah, I have heard that.
It's so funny.
Just catching bodies.
Yeah. That's right. Came up with this name. Like, here's my body stack. And in a TikTok, something. Some young woman raised her hand and she goes, hey, teacher, what's your body count? And I it's the funniest thing I've seen in months. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. So my buddy is going through a company acquisition and he's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to have to earn it out there, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, I said, you know, when we got acquired, I did one thing really well. I was like, all right, I know what this year is all about. It's this acquisition. And I know this could go many ways. I talked to a bunch of people who got acquired. And for some of them, they just got really depressed. They were bored at the acquiring company. For some people, they had a great time. Some people, it was just sort of like, dude, I don't even remember. Just sort of like, you know, whatever. I don't know. That was years ago. And I was just kind of a zombie. I was on autopilot. I didn't really have much intention behind how I spent that year. So I said, all right, I'm going to have some intent. So I wrote this document and I'm going to read part of it to you. You tell me when this gets boring, we'll switch it. But I go, my 2019 mindset. So this is 2019. We got acquired by Twitch.
Where did you write this?
Just in Google Docs. And at the top, I wrote a quote. Time is what we want the most, but we use the worst. I said, this document is a chance to think about how I want to spend the next year of my life. Time is the most precious resource. Here's how I'm going to invest it. I go, number one, get fit enjoyably. Number two, earn and learn. And number three, become a great person like Ramon. Those are my three sections. Our buddy Ramon is the honoree. So on the Get Fit Enjoyably, I go, every year I'm getting fatter, less mobile, and I shorten my lifespan. This is a bad trajectory. I need to invest now or I'm going to pay later. Hell, I'm paying right now. and I go, I think getting fit means dropping to 185 pounds, feeling athletic. And the word enjoyably is really important. Every time I've tried this in the past, I start, I get motivated, I take some action, get some results, but it's hard. I don't really like it. So I slip up and eventually give up altogether. 3 weeks
later.
What
did you weigh then? Like 230?
220, 225, something like that. I said, 3 weeks later, I'm back on my couch and my boxers eating chips and queso again. This cycle is bad. Long story short, willpower is not the fuel to use. If I use a willpower, I fail. Instead, I'm going to find a way to do this in a way that's enjoyable because when I like it, I'll do it. So that means I got to figure out foods that are clean that I actually like. I got to figure out exercise that's good that I actually look forward to doing. Here's what winning looks like. I'm 185 pounds. This is what I wrote at the time. I got nowhere close to this. I'm 185 pounds by the end of 2020. And with a new set of exercise and eating habits that I enjoy, and I'm not forcing myself to maintain. All right, so that was the first part. A little letter to myself. I'm proud of reading this. I was like, you know, I did not hit that goal. I'm not 185. Even now, I've probably 212, 213. So it doesn't even sound like much, 10 pounds. But it was,
it's probably a way
double
composition.
That in terms of muscle mass composition versus body fat.
Dude, in 185 for you, a lot of people don't realize this, but you're 6'1". You think you're, are you above 6'1", you think? Yeah, like you're, that 185 would be pretty small.
Yeah, so I don't know. I picked a number, but like specifics aside, I think I got the idea right. And when I look back, so at that time, I was working out 0 times a week. I was eating like dog shit. And I really didn't have even a game plan. And in fact, I actually had very little evidence that like this was doable. For some people, if you've been in great shape before, you always have that. You've got that in your back pocket. I have done this before. Imagine never having done it, right? Like never, I never saw an ab. It was the Loch Ness monster of my body. It was like, where is this thing? And so that was where I was at. Now, the two things that worked for me. So in terms of your tech stack, in terms of your body stack, I share two things, but I do everything else differently. So I also get a coach for everything that I'm doing. So I have a personal trainer who I talk about a bunch. I have a nutritionist. I use the same. Once you told me about my body tutor, I do the $200 a month plan where I text her every day.
You dig it?
What I'm eating. I dig it. Yeah. I'm not the most consistent with it. Like I will forget to update it at night. I'll update it later, but like whatever, just a little late. So I do the coach thing. That was really, really important. And like I was saying with the MMA thing, same thing. Oh, I want to do this. Let me get a coach. And a coach is not because you don't know how to do it. It's because it's like the real way to commit to doing it. And for me, I was like, even better, I need somebody to show up at my house. So I looked at what are the things that trip me up. I was like, it's not like I'm going to the gym and doing a crappy workout. I'm just not going to the gym. And so I was like, I need to find a way to go to the gym. I was like, all right, well, what if the gym came to me? So I saw your home gym. I got inspired. I was like, dude, what's the flooring you used? What's this that you bought? What's this? I asked you for every little piece.
And it was way easier than you thought, wasn't it?
Oh, dude, I copied the exact same thing. I bought the same rubber mats for my floor.
It wasn't a lot of stuff.
And, you know, a few kettlebells, this, that. Great. Got it. So got a home gym and then I got a trainer to come to my house. Now, obviously, this is a luxury. Not everybody could afford to do this. But hey, that's the point of this show. It's about like, you know, building wealth and then figuring out how to use it. And so this is how to use it. Second thing was the nutritionist. So, okay, the coaching thing, I'm right on board with you. Mine was remove friction, find the places that like the habit slips up and just literally try to get rid of that step. So that was bringing the gym to me. The last piece was basically like, what is the version of this I'm going to enjoy? So I had to find a trainer who I vibe with, who I actually like hanging out with them. Like the conversation is fun. It's not just that they're good at their job. And secondly, like we do workouts that are fun for me. Sometimes he'll come over and it'll be like, let's go play basketball. We'll just go to 24 Hour Fitness. We'll play pickup basketball. It's kind of weird. Cool. It's like, dude, you're paying this trainer $100 to go play pickup basketball with you. It's like, yeah, I'm actually paying for me to exercise regularly and get in great shape. I'm not paying for a specific hour block of time or a specific like skill set know-how. And so same thing, MMA looked fun. All right, I'm going to do MMA. We do training that's like about mobility sometimes or very simple things. Like I'll tell him like, look, I told him very simple. He's like, what are your goals? And I think for every other client of his, their goals are like, I want to lose weight. I got a wedding coming up. I got to, you know, I want to look good with my shirt off, blah, blah, blah. I want to, you know, some shit like that. I was like, when I stand up from sitting, I feel like an old man. I was like, I don't get up like an athletic person. So that's my first goal. I want to be able to, like, we do this exercise on the ground and you say, all right, let's get up. Let's go over here.
I don't
want
to
grunt. I don't want that to be like an 18 point turn. Like I need to just like get up, not like, oh, yep, coming. Hold on. This straight. Got to get on my elbow, then my knee, then my put both hands on the ground, do like a, you know, tripod, then I'm up. Like that's how I was moving, honestly. And I was like, same thing when I run. I was like, I don't know if I run right. I think my gait is all messed up. And so we spent a lot of time literally fixing my walking gait or my sitting posture. Or, you know, like my habits for the morning of how to get loose. And those things matter to me. So I would suggest also, like, don't make your goals the cliche. Think about what actually would feel good as maybe like a middle step in between you and being just like absolutely ripped. Because that became very motivating to me. And I started to see results in all those little things first. Oh, I'm smoother when I run. I'm smoother when I walk. I get up more smoothly. I can crouch down in an easier way and play with my kids. That was like, you know, I could just sit in a squat. Like those things were really important. And, I had to find somebody who knew how to train in a functional way like that. Not just, all right, let's do, you know, 3 sets of 12 with a, you know, this heavy weight. That's it.
And do you set time aside for like working out? Is it like every day at this time?
Every day at the same time. He shows up at my house. I'm not going to be rude and leave him waiting. I have to drop what I'm doing and I go do it. And that's it. And that's the whole thing. So we do it at 3 p.m. But it doesn't, it could be any time. I actually prefer to move it to the morning now, but like whatever, we do 3 at the moment.
Dude, I don't like Andrew Tate that much because I think he says some silly stuff, but he says a lot of interesting stuff that I agree with. And one of the things that he said that I've been obsessing over, he goes, I'm not motivated. I'm disciplined. And I thought that's beautiful. That's a beautiful idea. And that is definitely key to achieving a lot of goals, whether it's work or fitness. It's just like, no, I just like, I don't, I remember when I was starting my business at like 2 o'clock, people would call. I'm like, hey, let's go hang out. I'm like, dude, I got to work. And they're like, what are you talking about? You're the boss. You can do anything you want. I'm like, I remember I was like 23 and I would say, it's a school night. You know, I can't go out on a school night. you know, like we had these rules. I was like, bro, I work. I get there at 8 and I work until 6 usually. And then I go to dinner. Like I can't do these things. And I remember thinking, I'm not motivated to do this, but I'm happy that I have this routine because this is discipline, whether I kind of like forced myself to do it. Same with fitness, right. Same with anything. It's like motivation is a really good way to get started, but it's not the best way to maintain discipline. And you can, the cool thing about discipline is you can kind of force yourself into it. Like you set these things up, like this guy, all you did was told this dude to show up. And now you're right. Like, fuck, I got to do it.
I heard this great quote on discipline because I always thought about discipline, like being able to force yourself to do something, even if you don't want to do it. And that's true. That does happen, but that's not the definition. And somebody said this beautifully. They go, discipline is just remembering what you really want. Because like in the moment you want to just sit down and rest, or you just want to chill. You just want to eat that bag of chips or whatever. But it's like, okay, that is something I want, but what do I really want? And if you remember what you really want, then you'll go do that thing. You'll go do the things that vote towards that outcome versus this outcome. And so discipline is just remembering what you really want. It felt a lot better than like, that's something I wanted to do versus discipline being, I forced myself to do it even when I don't want to do it. And yeah, it's like, nah, that wasn't it, that it like, last appealing that to me.
Yeah. It goes away like when you wake up in the morning and you're sore.
Yeah. The other things I was gonna say, the things I do differently than you is I don't set the specific timeline deadlines. So, which is crazy to me because like in business, of course I do that. I will never set a goal without a timeline of like when I'm trying to do it by. If anyone on my team tries to do that, I don't let them do it. With fitness, I looked at it differently. I go, look, I've tried that before. I've tried to say, I'm going to lose this by this day. My trainer kind of taught me. He was just like, look, all right, how old are you? And I was like, at the time, I don't know, it was 32 or something like that. He's like, all right, 32. Cool. So you've had 32 years to build up these habits. And now you're looking for a six week revamp. Like, oh, you need this goal done in 6 weeks or 6 months. Or he's like, the way I look at it, you spent 32 years getting here. Maybe it's going to take a little while to get there. And that's okay, right? Like, hey, what's another year? You know, what's a year or two of working at this when you spent 30 doing it the wrong way? Can we spend a few doing it the right way? And he was sort of like, what I don't want is you work out, then blah, blah, blah. Then you go and you DoorDash some Taco Bell. Now you're feeling guilty and you're eating the wrong thing. He goes, if you're going to eat it and enjoy it. Don't bring the guilt into it.
Yeah,
don't bring
the shame into thing.
It. Don't feel bad that you're now, it's a setback and have this mental baggage about how bad it's going to be. He's like, just remember, when you're the dude who you're becoming, you can eat Taco Bell. It's not even going to mess with you. He's like, I can eat Taco Bell every day this week. I won't change a thing. Lift up his shirt, still there, right? And he's like, that's who you're becoming. And so you just need to like focus on that. And don't like go through this emotional up and down and up and down. And oh, I'm so proud of myself for doing it good one day. And then, oh, I hate myself for missing it the next day. And I feel guilty. Like, just like, that's one way you could do this. But like, how about we just don't do it that way? And so I've gone very much the tortoise, not the hare route with this, which is just like, cool, I'm going to put no timelines on this. I'm going to put no deadlines. I'm going to make it where it's unfailable. My only goal is to rebuild my habits of eating and exercise to be healthy. And I don't care how long that takes, I'm going to do it. And there's no setbacks. Everything is progress compared to how I was before, even how I was a month ago. And so that has also helped me and is a very strange thing because I've never, ever chased a goal doing it this way. I've never let myself just do it this like infinite game style where it's like, yep, there's no clock. You're just trying to be better today than you were yesterday. And like, it's okay. You know, even if you do something that's wrong, you learn something in that process too. It's all right. You know, this pat on the back style, I've never tried it, but this is the first time.
So in other news, we're going to be launching Guy Next Door fitness plan.
Yeah. Dude, we should totally do that.
That's attainable fitness. Yeah, that's what it's going to be called. Yeah, we're going to call it
Hot Enough.
Yeah, we're going to call it Midwest 7, a New York 6.
Yeah. That's amazing.
All right, so when my employees join Hampton, we have them do a whole bunch of onboarding stuff. But the most important thing that they do is they go through this thing I made called Copy That. Copy That is a thing that I made that teaches people how to write better. And the reason this is important is because at work, or even just in life, we communicate mostly via text right now, whether we're emailing, Slacking, blogging, texting, whatever. Most of the ways that we're communicating is by the written word. And so I made this thing called Copy That. That's guaranteed to make you write better. You can check it out, copythat.com. I post every single person who leaves a review, whether it's good or bad, I post it on the website. And you're going to see a trend, which is that this is a very, very, very simple exercise. Something that's so simple that they laugh at. They think, how is this going to actually impact us and make us write better? But I promise you, it does. You got to try it at copythat.com. I guarantee it's going to change the way you write. Again, copythat.com.